Individuals who experience chronic heart, lung and kidney disease, hypertension, diabetes, asthma, and other conditions are at an increased risk for developing severe complications associated with COVID-19. And these persons are being strongly advised to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, 5 new COVID-19 positive cases were reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines from 169 samples processed on Saturday, July 3rd, resulting in a positivity rate of 3.0%. No new recoveries were noted over the reporting period. To date, 105 cases are currently active and 12 persons with COVID-19 have died. Regionally, Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has given the assurance that COVID-19 vaccines are effective despite circulations in the Americas of new variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes the disease. In Haiti, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 19,053. Internationally, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm that he is confident that the majority of the remaining COVID-19 restrictions in England can be lifted from July 19th. Meanwhile, Indonesia's government has ordered producers to prioritize medical oxygen amid a COVID surge and a shortage of oxygen in a number of cities. Hospitals say they have almost exhausted supplies, with one reporting that 63 patients died as a result of oxygen shortages. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.